Space Mountain is certainly one of the most well-known and loved attractions throughout all of the Disney parks. The futuristic design of the building, introduction of an automated motion track system, and concept of riding in total darkness was completely ahead of its time. In fact, many believed it was too groundbreaking, almost suspiciously. My dad was a data analyst with Walt Disney World for years, and his job was to mostly use statistics to create optimization throughout the parks. He always used to tell us if we wanted to keep our free Disney passes coming, then he needed to figure out how to get as many other people as possible on the rides while we weren't there. A few months ago, he became obsessed with his work after my sister Jeannie got sick. Her illness caused her to completely stop speaking about a year ago without any explanation as to why. The only thing we know about how it started was about a year ago she had ridden Space Mountain, and after getting off, she just completely stopped talking. My parents sent her to several of the top doctors in the country, and none of them were ever even able to come up with a theory as to what happened. My mom was heartbroken, but she seemed to hold it together better than my dad did. He became a completely different person. Anytime I tried to talk to him, he would say he was busy and just went back up to his office and closed his door. He barely showered, never changed his clothes, and pretty much looked like a wreck all the time. Disney even ended up letting him go because they said he was acting erratically at work. Then one day, out of curiosity, I went up to his office after he had forgotten to lock it. It looked like one of those cliche FBI investigators' workplaces after years of tracking down a killer. It was covered in papers, sticky notes, and articles pinned to bulletin boards. Half-eaten sandwiches and pizza boxes littered the rest of the place, but the strangest thing I found was right in front of his computer. There were blueprints of Space Mountain, with these wild mathematical calculations scribbled all over them. I told my mom about it later on that night, and it caused a really big fight between them. She said that if he didn't get himself together, she didn't want to be with him anymore. Oddly, he just kept repeating the same thing to her. "I found the pattern, Sylvia. I just need to prove it." The next day, he came into my room all cleaned up and looking better. He asked me if I wanted to go to Magic Kingdom with him while my mom was at her hair appointment. I agreed, considering that I hadn't been in months since this whole genie thing had happened, and I really needed some enjoyment in my life. But once we got there, he just walked straight to Space Mountain. He stood in front of the attraction for about an hour, while he let people skip us and counter them as they entered, not even responding to me when I talked to him. Then finally, he said it was our time to go on. He made sure we got into the line after this large group of 10. He said he needed to make sure that the 5 cars before ours were totally full. Then he instructed me to get on the vehicle before his and wait for him when I got off the ride. If he didn't seem all right when I saw him, I was instructed to call 911 immediately, but I also needed to make sure that I sent the video he was going to record to one of his colleagues, John Wilson. I begged him to tell me what was going on the entire time we were waiting in line, until he eventually broke down. He told me that he had discovered what happened to Jeannie had happened many times before, and that he figured out a pattern for how often it does. He didn't know why the ride was built that way, but said that it was clearly designed with that objective in mind. He also told me that he was going to close his eyes while he recorded with his phone so that he'd finally have proof of the whole thing. I have to admit, I was really scared. I didn't want him to do it, but if this would possibly help my sister, I was willing to try. When we got to the front, we waited for at least another half hour, letting people skip us, before my dad patted me in the back and said we were ready to go. He kissed me on the back of the head and told me, "It'll be okay, son." When the ride attendant approached us, he said he needed his own vehicle for medical reasons, and then showed her this card in his wallet. The attendant looked at him a little suspiciously, but agreed. I then started walking to my vehicle, and he went to the one behind mine. I had been on that ride hundreds of times before, but this time was obviously much more stressful. I turned back towards my dad and he smiled, clearly just trying to make me feel better. Then he waved as I accelerated away. The coaster went just like normal. All the lights and spins in exactly the same spots as usual. Except after a couple of minutes, I heard a loud pop and saw a flash of light in the distance behind me. When the coaster arrived back at the unload area, I got out nervously waiting for my dad's vehicle to arrive. My eyes teared up as his vehicle pulled into the station. He had a look in his eyes that I had seen so many times before in the last year. And when his vehicle stopped, he didn't even stand up to get out of the ride. He just sat there waiting for the attendant to approach him and help him out. That was not like my dad. I ran towards him crying. "Dad, are you okay?" But he said nothing. He just awkwardly pushed his cell phone at me and then fell over onto the platform. An emergency medical team arrived and brought him to the hospital. He hasn't spoken another word till this day. I sent the video to his colleague, and he responded with one simple instruction as to what to do with the footage. He told me to delete it immediately. When I actually got the guts to watch the footage for the first time, I was sadly disappointed. It was basically a recording of nothing but 9 minutes of darkness and screams. I guess my dad had basically just filmed the ride the entire time until he ran out of space. Then I realized something that shocked me to my core. Space Mountain is only 3 minutes long. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed that original creepypasta, and make sure you leave a comment if you have an interesting direction this story can go in. If your comment gets the most likes, I'll probably take your advice. Have a horrific evening, everyone, and remember to stay spooky, my friends.